This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Training breaks cost less than athletes fear, what three new studies reveal. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikakadze, MD, MPA, PhD, GMJ News Desk, Moderate Evidence. Athletes who take breaks from training often fear permanent loss of fitness, but three recent studies suggest the reality is far less dire than intuition suggests. Research examining muscle adaptation during detraining periods reveals that the body's molecular machinery preserves significant fitness gains even after weeks without structured exercise, pointing to epigenetic mechanisms encoded in human DNA that maintain training-induced adaptations. Key takeaways: three recent studies measured detraining effects and found performance losses were smaller and slower than athletes typically assume. Molecular markers of muscle adaptation, including epigenetic changes, persist even during extended training breaks. DNA methylation patterns linked to exercise response remain altered weeks after training cessation, preserving a molecular memory of prior training short breaks, up to 2 to 3 weeks, produce minimal fitness loss in most populations studied, 70 to 80%. Estimated proportion of training-induced strength gains retained after 4 weeks of complete detraining, according to findings across recent detraining studies. Muscle performance retention during detraining, percentage of baseline gains retained after cessation of training, based on meta-analytic trends from recent studies: strength, 4 weeks, 78%, aerobic fitness, 3 weeks, 65% muscle mass, 4 weeks, 80% endurance capacity, 2 weeks, 92%. Source: Detraining Research Meta-Analysis, Recent Studies, Georgian Medical Journal News. Molecular memory outlasts training absence. One of the most striking findings across recent investigations is that the molecular signature of training persists even when the physical stimulus stops. Researchers examining epigenetic changes associated with exercise training discovered that DNA methylation patterns, chemical modifications to DNA that regulate gene expression without altering the genetic code itself, remain altered for weeks after training cessation. This suggests the body retains a cellular memory of prior training that can be rapidly reactivated. This mechanism helps explain why athletes who return to training after a break regain fitness faster than sedentary individuals starting from zero. The molecular scaffolding established during the initial training stimulus persists, allowing faster readaptation upon resuming exercise. For a deeper look at how the body maintains fitness at the cellular level, see our new studies section. Strength and muscle mass show remarkable resilience. Among different fitness components, muscle-based adaptations appear most resistant to detraining. Research on resistance-trained individuals shows that muscle mass and strength decline slowly during breaks, with studies documenting retention of 70 to 90% of strength gains after 3 to 4 weeks without training. This resilience likely reflects the structural stability of muscle tissue itself and the persistence of neuromuscular adaptations encoded at the molecular level. Aerobic fitness, by contrast, declines more rapidly, typically losing 5-10% per week of complete inactivity, though the loss plateaus after 2-3 weeks. This asymmetry between strength and endurance adaptations mirrors their biological basis. Strength is anchored in muscle architecture and gene expression patterns that change slowly, while aerobic capacity depends on continuous cardiovascular stimulus and oxygen utilization, which deteriorate faster without activity. Practical implications for training periodization. The findings reshape how athletes and coaches should view planned breaks or unintended interruptions. Rather than viewing a 2-week injury layoff or scheduled rest week as catastrophic, the evidence suggests strategic detraining can be metabolically and psychologically restorative without sacrificing fitness progress. Many elite sports programs now incorporate intentional recovery weeks into training periodization, confident that the molecular and muscular adaptations built during hard training phases will largely persist. For those forced into longer breaks due to illness or injury, the news is similarly encouraging. Resuming training activates the preserved epigenetic and neuromuscular machinery, enabling faster reconditioning than would occur in an untrained individual. This has direct clinical relevance for rehabilitation protocols in sports medicine. For evidence-based guidance on exercise and recovery, visit our clinical updates on Shenyi Akimi. DNA methylation patterns and other molecular markers of exercise adaptation remain altered weeks after training cessation, preserving a cellular memory that enables rapid reactivation of fitness upon return to training. Based on recent detraining and epigenetics research, what this means for patients: rest and recovery are legitimate parts of fitness training, not steps backward. Breaks due to illness, injury, or life demands result in much smaller fitness losses than feared, especially within 2 to 3 weeks. For clinicians, rehabilitation protocols can safely incorporate planned recovery phases. Molecular and neuromuscular adaptations persist longer than functional performance metrics suggest, supporting graduated return to activity programs. For policymakers, evidence-based exercise guidelines should emphasize periodization and recovery as integral to long-term physical activity adherence and public health, reducing injury-driven dropout from fitness programs. Frequently asked questions: how long can I take off training before losing significant fitness? Short breaks of 1 to 3 weeks produce minimal, measurable fitness loss in most populations. Strength and muscle mass decline slowly, 5 to 10% per week, while aerobic fitness declines faster but plateaus after 2 to 3 weeks. The molecular adaptations that underpin fitness persist much longer than functional capacity, allowing rapid reconditioning upon return to training. Why does the body retain muscle memory if I'm not exercising? Epigenetic modifications to DNA, specifically altered methylation patterns, remain in place weeks after training stops. These molecular changes regulate genes involved in muscle growth and metabolic adaptation, creating a cellular template that your body can rapidly reactivate. This is why athletes regain fitness faster than untrained individuals starting from scratch. Should I take planned training breaks? Yes. Strategic recovery weeks are now standard in elite sports periodization. Rest allows psychological recovery, reduces injury risk, and, according to recent research, does not significantly erode fitness gains. A well-designed, periodized program includes planned deloading as part of long-term performance progression. As sports science evolves, the picture of fitness becomes increasingly nuanced. It is not a simple accumulation of training stimulus, but rather a sophisticated interplay of molecular memory, neuromuscular adaptation, and physiological capacity. The next frontier lies in personalizing detraining strategies based on individual epigenetic and molecular profiles, a development that could transform how athletes and rehabilitation specialists approach recovery and return to activity protocols. For more on emerging research in exercise science, explore our data and numbers section. Source: a training break feels like lost progress. William Wallace, PhD.